Hey, Peacekeepers, welcome back to another episode. Before we begin, a few words from our sponsor, Eva's Bell Bonds, where their licensed professionals are available 24/7, 7 days a week. They work hard to make your experience as fast and convenient as possible. Their goal is to help reunite families across the state of Idaho safely and effectively. Payments are available. Se habla español. Give them a call and let them help you at 208-312-3660. Again, that is 208-312-3660. Well, hey guys, how's it going? It's been a very long time, I feel like. Today's episode is not going to be on any one specific topic because I feel like there is a lot of things that we need to cover and we need to discuss, even if it is for just a few minutes, to bring light, to bring attention and awareness to what is happening and what is going on. And for those of you who are here frequently, I hope that you noticed that there was not a Friday episode. So I have picked up another job again, and I know that many of you will think, like, well, just because you picked up another job doesn't mean your audience should suffer or whatever. And I understand that I should really work around a schedule to be able to do that, but I will wake up and go to work at 8 in the morning. I come home to lunch. I eat my lunch. I go back to work. I get off at 5, and then I drive straight 45 minutes into another town to work at 6, and then I work there from 6 to 10, and then I leave there at 10 o'clock, and I eat food in the car, and then by the time I am back another 45 minutes back to my house, it is 11 o'clock, and then I got a shower and stuff, and then by the time I'm done with that, it is midnight, and then I have to repeat that for 6 days a week. So I'm working 14 hours, like, 6 days a week. And I just do not feel like I am going to continue to use this platform for things that are important and things that I feel like I need to use my platform for. But as for, like, episodes that are kind of like willy-nilly, I'm not sure if I will record them. Just not right now. Now is not the time. The world has me a little exhausted and a little down. And honestly, making this, I have just had this lump in my throat for the past 2 weeks. I do not feel like we are at a place mentally where we not necessarily deserve, because there is so many good humans out there despite there being so many bad. But I know we all deserve a moment of peace, but at the same time, who can even rest with all the stuff that's happening? So instead of the 2 weeks that, I mean, two episodes that I normally put out a week, I think I'm just going to release episodes as best I can. And if you guys stay with me, that's cool. And if you can't, then that's all right too. But I am just going to be releasing episodes as best I can, to the extent that I can, with whatever new information surfaces. If I can get, like, a fun little one just to distract us from what's happening in the planet, then I will try to do that as well. But right now, I and us, we as a place, as a planet, are just not in a place to feel like we can relax. So with that all being said, the first topic that I want to bring up, now I have heard her name multiple ways, but the more frequent, I should say, the more frequent way I have heard her name is Vanessa Jillian. And for many of, I know, like, the majority of the population knows what has happened with her and what's going on with her. But for you, those of you who don't, she was just this little tiny thing who went into the army to try and protect us to help fight for our freedoms, only for her own country not to do the same for her, not to protect her, not to take care of her. And one of the suspects that they had in the case has, I think, committed suicide. And then the other one, it was a dude, and then it was a girl as well. But the dude was the one who ended up completing suicide. And then the woman, she's kind of talking, I suppose. But Vanessa was 5 feet, 2 inches, 126 pounds. Just a little baby thing. And some monster decided to, or multiple people, I should say, because this could be blamed on the entire unit for people not standing up, for people not saying things, for not noticing something was going on, that something was weird, that, you know. And I know that it may be hard to speak up and stuff like that, because even from Jacob's perspective, who was in the Marines for 4.5 years, he says, like, they don't pay attention to things that, like, things like that. Like, if you bring up a harassment claim or something's not right, or they're treating you like shit, like, your sergeant will overlook it, and that's not fucking right. But in Vanessa's case, everybody in her unit, in her squad, and whatever you call it, failed her, because she was struggling with people harassing her, with one of her sergeants walking into her showers while she was showering, or just harassing her on a normal basis. And I don't want to release any of the details until they are finalized, because from what I hear, I've read a few articles where her mom has said that the remains that were found were most likely hers, but I do not want to release any details until I am certainly positive about that. But I had also seen where she had been beaten so badly that they could barely even use dental records to identify what they did find. So, you guys, women, especially if you are thinking about going into the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, whatever it is, just know that I don't want to bag on it, because I know that, you know, sometimes it could be really good for people, but just, I don't know, because even if you guys stay safe and even if you guys take care of yourselves, there's no way to prevent this, because people are fucking animals. But just be aware and make sure that you're spreading awareness for her, because this is so fucked. This amount of injustice is just so messed up. And I feel like if she was, yeah, I'm just going to go out and fucking say this, because, like, I don't give a shit right now. I feel like if she was not a person of color, this would be blasted all over the news, and it would be crazy. And we would have known that she had been missing since April 25th. Yep. She was on the local news, and her mom and her boyfriend, I believe, went on the news and had said that she was missing since April 25th. So just make sure that you guys are signing petitions, you are participating in the peaceful protests, you're doing everything that you can to make sure that there is some sort of justice for Vanessa Jillian. The next thing that I would like to bring up is, her name is spelled so funky, but they say it a different way. It's like Jillian or Ghislaine Maxwell. She was supposedly Jeffrey Epstein's right-hand woman. And I shouldn't even say supposedly, because she fucking was. What a cunt. She literally would, like, gather the women for Jeffrey. She would be like, oh no, it's okay, you know. Everybody knows, like, groomers and pedophiles and stuff will always try to coerce a woman to come and join them, because children feel a lot safer when it's coming from a woman. So all those 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, and however old year olds that Jeffrey Epstein was taking to his island and, you know, giving him these massages or whatever, she was a part of it, and she is just as guilty as he is. So now she has been arrested, and she is She is said to be taken to the same New York City jail that Jeffrey Epstein had killed himself in. And now supposedly she's got the Rona. So what does that tell you? I give it like about a week before she supposedly completes suicide. Because that's exactly what happened to fucking Jeffrey. And this is getting so ridiculous because it's like, if this is bigger than all of us or whatever, like, if you look into it and it's the whole Jimmy Kimmel, Oprah, Ellen thing being canceled, whatever, like, just fucking release that there's a group of pedophiles and get over yourselves. Like, you know, like, they already released that aliens are real and that there's a parallel universe that moves backwards, where time moves backwards. So, like, just fucking tell us, you know, like, what else could you possibly even throw at us at this point? And I think that's why I feel so small and so helpless. And literally yesterday during the fireworks, I just felt so much anger and shit. Like, my partner and his brother and his family were like blown up fireworks and shit. Like, and I literally had to get intoxicated just to be able to sit there and like feel a little bit of peace. Because I just, how could I even feel any peace when my people are in cages and fucking people are being so stupid and there's so much racism and we have a fucking clown for the president? Like, oh, see, I literally just punched the table. That's how much I'm flailing my arms, but it's fucking ridiculous. Like, I feel so small and so helpless and so worthless. Like, I'm literally, like, I shouldn't be so, and like, I don't know, I think it's because I have so, like, so much empathy and so much, like, I'm a very spiritual person, so, like, if one thing's off, my whole life feels like it's falling apart on me, and, like, to have to feel all of that negativity and know all of that is just happening right now, like, how could I even feel an ounce of peace, you know? How do any of you even feel an ounce of peace knowing that all of this shit is happening? But it literally drives me crazy. So if she comes up dead in a week, just know that I fucking called it. And I'm so tired of this shit. All right. Here we go. What's next on here? So one person that I have recently found that I want to bring awareness to that I myself actually was not aware of. I had barely heard of him today. His name is let me see, my notes are scattered all over the place, so finding this is a little difficult. So I need you guys, or want you guys, or am asking you please to go and try to find the petition for Darian Hunt. He was a cosplayer who was shot while holding a plastic sword because he was dressed in his cosplay. The police officers had fired, or said that they fired, because they feared, they were in fear for the public safety. He was shot 6 times, and at least 4 of those shots were in his back. So please go and sign the petition to reopen his case, because that shit is fucked. Had it been anybody else, like, white people, I'm sorry, but like, people of not color, I don't know how else to say this without being insensitive or whatever. LARP, is that what it's called? They do the LARPing in the park all the fucking time. So this one person of color, this Darian Hunt, decides to cosplay, and suddenly the police fear for public safety. Like, no, that's not okay. Go look it up, go sign the petitions, and go get the shit popping, because this, please just help us reopen the case, because this is getting insane. Oh my lord, there's so much on this, and it just makes me so overwhelmed. The next thing that I want to talk to you guys about was, so many of you know that I live in Idaho. And Idaho is literally, like, people think it doesn't exist. Like, I always say, like, it's not even real, so why should any of this be relevant or whatever? But they had a peaceful protest the other day. I believe it was, like, July 1st or June 30th. And it was just a kind of like a a protest, a rally, but it was to try to educate people on Black Lives Matter at the Boise City Hall, which is in our capital. And, well, guys, guess what happened? There was a bunch of people, obviously not wearing masks, who were openly expressing their views on white supremacy. They had patches, bandanas, flags, and swastikas, neo-Nazi patches, and general white supremacy nonsense. They were aggressive, and they were quick to try to induce violence. There was very hateful speech. They had guns to try and intimidate the protesters. Again, they were not wearing masks. They were spitting on people. They were pushing them. And the Boise Police Department was literally laughing with them, standing with them, like helping them, escorting them. What the fuck? Like, what the fuck? People are always like, okay, you want to protest and do it peacefully. Okay, but when we fucking do it peacefully, literally Nazis and white supremacists show up and spit and push and try to wreak havoc on all the fucking shit that's happening. It just drives me crazy. Like, I am so... I want to punch a wall. Like, just call me Kyle because I want to fucking... punch a wall. Like, it's so overwhelming. I feel so scattered. I feel so on the edge of my seat. Like, I am, like, I was honestly kind of scared to make this video right now because I am already on edge, and then to be talking about this shit, like, it literally will, like, it just ignites every little cell in my body and I want to go jump off a cliff. Like, it just drives me crazy. Like, how can people be at peace? How can people rest? How does anybody sleep at night with all this crazy bullshit? Like, I know I've said like so many times, this is like Cowboy Bebop episode times two, but I just don't understand why. What is your need to go and disrupt a peaceful protest and be a cunt for no reason? Like, I am so ashamed to be... I've always been ashamed of Idaho because fuck Idaho, but, like, now I'm times 12 ashamed, and it's just disappointing and it's sad, and I honestly just want to punch every Nazi in the face. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. Somebody's literally making noise right now. It sounds like somebody's making fireworks, popping fireworks. Can you even do that after the 4th of July? I don't know. But anyway, here we go. Next topic, because yes, I do have more. Here we go. Let's talk about going to vote, you guys. Maybe this year was like the first time that I've actually, or last year, this year, last year was the first time that I actually participated in going to vote, because I always felt like it was pointless because I feel like it's rigged because fuck our political party. Fuck all political parties, TBH, like just blow us all up and shut up. But, this last time was the first time that I went to vote. And I'm going to tell you a little story about what happened when I went to vote. So I walk in, and then the lady looks at me and she's like, blue hair and tattoos, liberal, I'm assuming. Literally. They all laughed. Every single old person up in there laughed at me because I was the only person in there. It was like 4 minutes to close because your girl's got a job, you know, and stuff. And they all laughed, and they were like laughing about Democrats and stuff because they're all Republican in there. And before I took my ballot, I told one of the old ladies, it's funny because you guys are all worried about the world like you aren't going to croak soon. And dude, she was flabbergasted. Like, if you think you're going to intimidate me from voting, or you're going to make me think that you're, you know, like if you honestly think that you're going to pressure me into changing my opinion or whatever, just because you make fun of the way I look or my thoughts or my opinions, like, I don't care who you are. If you're an old lady or not, like, I'm going to sucker punch you in the throat. Like, I'm not really going to punch old people, but you know what I mean? I just thought it was ridiculous. Like, you guys had your time, now fuck off and let us have ours, because our mindsets are totally different. And I feel like if we young people actually took a stand and we stood up and we went to vote and we tried to vote a third party who was actually not a rapist and not a piece of shit and not a fucking fool, clown ass, hoe, then maybe we can actually make a difference, and maybe, just maybe, a little tiny, maybe 0.00000001%, this world wouldn't be so shitty. So go and vote. And also, please don't go and vote for Kanye West. Like, I know that he's actually going to go do that, and he's trying to pull an Itachi Uchiha or whatever and be a hero or whatever. But, like, honestly, can you guys imagine a fucking Kardashian as the first lady of the United States? Like, we're already a fucking joke, you guys. And then we're going to have a whole ass Kardashian in the White House. And yeah, I don't know how that sits with me, but just please, I don't know, vote, do something, pretend you're doing something at least, so I don't know, somebody can feel better about whatever it is that's happening. I just think that maybe it would be a good idea. I don't know, I honestly don't even know, but I guess try to go vote, and don't tell old people they're going to croak unless they're making fun of your blue hair and tattoos for just trying to live and vote and be responsible, but whatever. Okay, I think this is my... Oh no, I have two more little bullet points. Damn, this video is actually kind of long. Video. Podcast episode. The next thing that I want to talk to you guys about is... I was literally fighting... I just want to tell you guys a story. I was fighting with my... I was just fighting with some lady over being a racist on Facebook, right? Because I'm fucking always fighting racists on Facebook. It's like my favorite pastime. Not that people are racist, but that I can put people in their place. But she was just fighting with me and fighting with me because she was talking about how the whole post was basically how... who are you going to call if police do this? Or who are you going to call if... Oh, what is all that fucking noise? Shut up, people in the background. Oh my God. They were talking about... Now I lost my train of thought. The entire post was talking about who are you going to call if you're in trouble and you need help. And if they keep defunding the police or whatever. Because I guess half of Atlanta fucking walked out. And I'm like, okay, first of all, if you're a person of color, they don't come and help you anyways. And this lady that I was arguing with was like, oh yeah, because they can tell what color you are over the phone. Ha ha. And I'm like, they can literally track your call, girl, and they can tell where you are. And if you're in somewhere that's not the city or a suburban area, they're most likely not going to come rush to your aid because they're like, crime's super high there anyway. So we'll just take our time and go get some ice cream or fucking donut anyways, you know? And so she was just going off and off and off and off about there's no statistics and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, here's a 20-page PDF profile thing. I mean, document thing. And you can go read it yourself and start educating yourselves on the statistics of police in areas that are not... What's the proper word for that? That aren't, like, very city... I don't know. I don't even know how you'd put that. My brain's not working right now. I have so much brain fog. But she was like, okay, if you're going to give me that and be ignorant and an entitled little brat, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, lady, if I was entitled, do you think I'd really be working 14-hour days? No. So, like, suck my dick or whatever. And so she literally sent me a video of Ben Shapiro talking to Larry Elder, setting the record straight on the Ben Shapiro show about Black Americans being hunted. And I'm like, okay, so you go out of your way to find a person of color who is defending your point of view instead of actually looking at the statistics, then I don't care, you're a racist, like, you know? And she was like, oh my God, blah, blah, blah. Like, her entire comments were just opinionated. So then I decided to go and Facebook stalk her because I was like, let's see who this hoe's about. And guess what? She is literally my 10th. She was my 10th grade English teacher. I'm like, this hoe is a whole ass teacher. Like, she's teaching these kids. Can you only imagine what they're teaching these kids? Like, my high school was so fucked and was so biased and racist, and they were so far up the non-person of color's asses that, like, I couldn't even see their legs. Like, this fucking bitch, like, I could not believe this shit, and I still can't believe it. But there's your story. There's my story time. I fought my English teacher because she's a racist, and I can only imagine what she is teaching these children in classrooms. I never showed up to her class, so I wouldn't be able to know, but, you know. Back then, I thought she was cool, and then she called me an entitled brat, but whatever. If defending equal rights and being just wanting justice for those who don't get it makes me an entitled brat, then bring it on, girl. Call me crybaby. The last thing that I need you guys, all of you guys, to just be aware of and pay attention is the stupid shit that's going on with Shane Dawson right now. Please understand that that man called a six-year-old sexy, sexualized Willow Smith at 11 years old, talked to his 12-year-old cousin about sex with his then-girlfriend or fiancé, where she shoved a peep under her dress and into her business, and now he's just, like, trying to play the victim and is like, oh, poor me, like, that's just how the humor was, blah, blah, blah. Like, no, you're a piece of shit and you're a pedophile and there's a bunch of shit. Like, I'm not sure if he's 1,000% a pedo, but, like, what is your deal with kids, you know? I don't want to make any crazy assumptions before any tea gets spilled or whatever. Like, that's not even tea. Like, if you're a pedo, then, you know, it just drives me crazy. And the fact that he is friends with Jeffree Star, who supposedly has evidence that James Charles molested somebody. And I don't pay attention to anything that's happening in the beauty community or the YouTube community. I have never been a fan of any of them. Like, I don't even think I'm subscribed to anybody, like, you know, because I just don't care. Like, they're just regular people. And why am I gonna, you know, like, I just don't care. And Jeffree Star's a snake. He's literally like Voldemort or some shit. Anyway, so he apparently has a voicemail that's supposedly credible that James Charles has molested somebody. And I'm like, why would you even use that shit as blackmail and not go to the police? Like, all of you guys are fucking trash. Figure your shit out. But you guys, as a community, as people, as whatever, you, whoever's listening to this, needs to stop supporting them and go put your support into something that actually matters, not these trash human beings. And I honestly just, I don't know, I am tired and I am frustrated and I am brain fogged and I just want to blow up and, I don't know, go drown in a lake or jump off a cliff or some shit, you know, because this is literally, this is getting so crazy. Like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to be a part of anything. I just wanted to make my little baby podcast about everything, about my passions, about your passions, so that we could keep a little spark of light in the world. But how can I? Because I just feel so guilty. Like, how can I be talking about these things that don't matter when there's so much crazy injustice and just things that aren't fair going on right now, you know? So I hope you guys understand, and I will try to upload as frequently as I possibly can, but if I can't, then, you know, it was nice knowing you. And this isn't a goodbye. I'll try to upload, like, maybe once a week if I can. I'll try to do more cases if I get a chance to do some research, and I will try to keep you guys updated as best I can. But until then, please take care of yourselves, because it's a crazy life out there. I hope that you're being okay, that you're being gentle with yourself, that you are trying your best at these times, because I know a lot of my friends are just not doing so hot. I have been to two or three funerals in the past week and a half. Things are a lot right now. Things are just crazy right now, and I honestly don't blame anyone for the actions that they're taking or things that they're doing right now just to try and get by, because honestly, just to watch some fucking fireworks. I had to be drunk just to be able to deal with myself. So, remember that we are on all the social medias, Twitter, Instagram. I don't even want to mention Patreon, but since it's on here, I will. Please do not feel obligated to donate. Just use your money and go take it to somewhere that I don't know, that you feel you can make a difference with. Go give it to a koala or adopt a baby tiger. I don't know. Like, as in, like, give the money to the wildlife rescue. Don't go buy a baby tiger like fucking Joe Exotic, you know? But just remember that if you want to send me a request or a Gmail or a chat or you need a friend during these times, I got your back at passionsorpeacepodcast@gmail.com. Thank you to our sponsor, and most importantly, thank you guys for listening, for coming back every week, and for paying attention and being aware and dealing with my bullshit and just trying your best in this life. I love you guys. I really, really, really love you guys, and I appreciate you guys. So thank you for coming back every week and listening. It means a lot. So we are just going to do our best, I guess. Okay, I think that's it. Love you guys. Bye.